This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon to be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to our podcast and to our YouTube channel. So I tend to speak a lot of time speaking about, writing about how to have a secure financial, underlying financial retirement. And I came across a really, really interesting piece that talks about how emotionally, let's say, you can have a secure retirement. Okay, this is coming out of the Center for Retirement Research of Boston College. Kimberly Blanton writes, so, and I'm going to read this. I just think it's fascinating, so I figured it was worth a podcast on. Social networks dwindle naturally over the years as spouses die and friends lose touch. Nearly half of 75-year-olds are widowed or single. Disabilities like diminished hearing or a bum knee also interfere with an older person's ability to socialize. But maintaining a robust network is crucial because a substantial body of research shows that retirees with a vigorous social life are healthier and happier. Okay, now I digress for a second. Here's where it gets really, really interesting. Okay, now there's even hope for people who live alone or have lost their connections to friends during COVID's enforced isolation. According to research, weak social ties, the person you chat with at the grocery store, a fellow dog walker, or the waiter at a neighborhood restaurant may actually be more important to maintaining a positive outlook than the family and friends in our closest orbit. I can actually speak to this, okay? I know people whose, their children were all away, and in many ways, the fruit man, okay, at the market, was just saying hi once a week when you're picking up your peaches was enough to really, really help the elderly person, you know, socially and continue his positive outlook. It's fascinating, this bit of research, because like I say, I've seen it happen a few different times. That was just one example. In a study, she continues, in a study of Detroit residents over the age of 40, the number of both close and weak social ties they maintained declined over time. But people with a larger number of weak social ties had a more positive outlook and were less depressed than the people with a larger number of close ties with family and old friends. Joyful activities thought to benefit mental health are most likely to occur with peripheral ties, the researchers said. The same can't be said for family and old friends for the simple reason that we carry a lot of baggage into these relationships. Most interpersonal conflicts reported by older adults occur with their closest social ties, the researchers said, and these ties are imbued with the most ambivalence, right? So, you know, you might have lots of close friends and family, but you also have a lot of baggage with them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, having conversations with them or social interactions with them doesn't make you so happy. But again, right, the guy selling the peaches, you just say hi to him once a week. Hey, what's going on? How's your family? Blah, 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 right? And that's it. And it's sort of a superficial but sort of important type of relationship. That's my editorial. She continues on, just because our closest relationships are more difficult doesn't diminish them as a strong source of support in difficult times. The researchers also made a connection between the weak social ties that bring joy and those close but more frayed ties. People who have more extensive networks of casual friends and acquaintances are also better at maintaining the more complicated relationships over the years. She concludes, the people in the study were interviewed about their social lives in 2005 and then again in 2015. They were instructed to describe their relationships in two concentric circles orbiting around them. The closest orbit included people they feel so close to that, quote, it is hard to imagine life without them, think adult children or a lifelong friend, and the outer circle of people who aren't very close but are still very important to you, think my editorial, right, the peach seller. Contrary to what many gerontologists think, the researchers said weaker ties may offer older adults a more effective avenue for promoting emotional well-being over time. Fascinating. What can I tell you? Right? Superficial relationships. It's so counterintuitive, right? But there's such a sense to it, right? Because of that whole baggage thing, right? When you're talking about, you're not talking about your spouse, right? We're talking or your kids, but your network of friends and maybe adult children as well. But it's important, right? So we speak all the time about financial independence, having secure financial future. But if you want to have a secure emotional future, right? Say hi on the street to somebody when you're walking by them, right? The fact is, you'll probably see them over and over and over again. Just give them a say hi. Hey, what's going on? There's a particular butcher that we use, and I speak to him. I see him once a week, and we just check in, right? Just, hey, how are you doing? We talk about completely relevant things, but there's like a connection there, right? So I'm already taken care of emotionally when I get older. No, I'm not kidding, but this is a really interesting piece of, certainly an interesting piece of research that we should all take to heart. So if you want to have a strong emotional retirement, have a bunch of sort of superficial, that's not a good word, but right, sort of an extended group of pseudo friends. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak to you about your life, your money, and your investments. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the podcast and to our YouTube channel. We will getting back to financial topics probably next week. I thought this was really, really interesting. I figured I would share it with you. And special kudos to Kimberly Blanton, who wrote it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.